Saskatchewan RCMP Major Crimes continues to investigate a homicide that occurred at a residence in a rural area south of Stockholm and Esterhazy on the morning of February 10. There will continue to be an increased police presence in the area in relation to this investigation in the coming days. Shortly after 4 a.m. February 10, 2023, Esterhazy and Broadview RCMP received a report of a break and enter and suspicious death at a residence approximately 20 kilometers south of Stockholm and Esterhazy. Initial investigation has determined three males broke into a residence. An adult male who lived at the residence was located deceased at the scene by police. His death is considered suspicious. An adult female was injured and was transported to hospital for medical treatment. The suspects stole at least one firearm from the residence, stole the homeowner's vehicle and left the scene. The stolen vehicle was located abandoned on a nearby grid road, on fire. We do not have any descriptors or other information to provide to the public at this time. The investigation is in its initial stages and is currently active and ongoing. We ask the public to remain vigilant and report any suspicious activity or information to police immediately by calling 911 or your local RCMP detachment or police service. Suspect information. As a result of extensive investigation, we can provide the following suspect descriptions. Suspect number 1. Male, believed to be in his 20s. Approximately 6 feet 2 inches tall. 180 to 200 pounds, slender build, piercing, scar or absence of hair on left eyebrow, may have a lower stomach tattoo, face was covered by a thin neck warmer, tube pulled up, wearing a black beanie-style head covering, hat, dark-colored Carhartt, work-style jacket with a lighter-colored, Sherpa, style liner. Suspect number 2. Male, believed to be older than suspects number 1 and number 3. Approximately 5 feet 11 inches. Approximately 210 pounds. Face was covered by black balaclava. Sparsely haired mustache visible. Tattoos. Small pointed tattoo near the corner of left eye. Possibly a teardrop or arrow. Top of arch tattoo partially visible under facial covering near the top of the left cheekbone, under the left eye. Suspect number 3. Male. Shorter than suspects number 1 and number 2. Approximately 200 to 240 pounds. Face was covered by a thin neck warmer, tube pulled up. Wearing a black beanie-style head covering, hat. Wearing what is believed to have been a Red Dragon apparel, hoodie. There was a large Red Dragon logo on the front, no zipper. Attached are suspect sketches to accompany these descriptors. If you believe you know who one or any of these individuals are, or have information to share related to these sketches, contact your nearest RCMP detachment or police service immediately or call 310-RCMP in non-emergencies. Suspect vehicle information. Investigation has also determined the suspects drove a vehicle to the scene and left in it after stealing and setting the homeowner's vehicle on fire. In previous releases, we advised the suspects stole the homeowner's vehicle and left the scene. The stolen vehicle was located abandoned on a nearby grid road, on fire. We do not have further descriptors of this suspect vehicle to provide. Investigators know the suspect vehicle traveled east and west of the intersection of highways number 637 and number 9 after the homicide occurred. Items stolen from residence. Ongoing investigation. Three long-barreled firearms and a significant amount of ammunition was stolen from the victim's residence. These items were being stored appropriately prior to them being taken. The specifics of the homicide are still under investigation at this time. We will continue to release more information to the public as we are able to. We ask the public to remain vigilant and report any suspicious activity or information to police immediately by calling 911 or your local RCMP detachment or police service.